Diesel van der Veste is in. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. And you got it right with the left and the right. With the
oh, did I? Thank you. Thank you very much.
You probably didn't watch the game on the weekend, so I thought I'll be your eyewitness news sports
update.
Did you get a chance to watch?
I did watch the rugby game, and I thought the first half was clearly two very cautious test rugby teams. Mm. The defense from both parties was exceptional. Something happened in the second half that just, and I'm not sure what the Springbok rugby coach did or said to the boys in that change room. They came out a different beast and form altogether. And it was such a pleasure. 40 minutes of just great rugby, I thought.
27-9. So yeah. We've got one more game this weekend. And I thought, how appropriate. Let's just talk about what the Springboks and the Irish Lions charity teams are actually up to for fallen rugby players. Now, this is one of the things. I've seen the guys out and about at various grassroots projects as well, giving back. And it's just been incredible. So it's not just the game of rugby that's being played and what we are watching virtually and online and not being able to go to the game. The guys are giving back in various ways. And the one thing is a charity that they've set up for fallen rugby players with an auction online. And I actually had a chance to catch up with Sean de Villiers over the weekend, Friday night at an event. And he's given us a little bit of a snippet and an update of what it's all about. And then we'll break it down and we'll chat a bit more about it.
Hi, I'm Sean de Villiers, chairman of the Chris Berger Petra Jackson Players Fund. And whilst we're in the middle of the British and Irish Lions tour to South Africa, two charities on the opposite ends of these two teams have come together to raise funds for former players that have had catastrophic injuries because of rugby. Now, there's an online auction. You can go to hambosauction.com. That's hambosauction.com to see all the items up for grabs. Go on to the website. There's a signed Springbok jersey by all the players, two rugby balls, one signed by the backs and one by the forwards, and various other items also up for grabs. And hopefully you can help to look after these former players that's been negatively affected by the game that we love so much. A great example again of the non-profit sector coming together, and even though we fight on the field, or we fight for a win on the field, off the field, we can come together and celebrate rugby and celebrate being healthy as well. So please do go to the website, see how you can contribute, and who knows, you might just walk away with one of these fantastic items. So it's hambosauction.com. Support the Matt Hampson Foundation along with the Players Fund.
I think it's absolutely incredible. This is just one of the things that they're doing, and you're combining two charities to give back and to make a difference. The Chris Berger Petra Jackson Players Fund was established in 1980, and it's still going and still making a difference, providing physical, psychological, and emotional assistance to rugby players in South Africa who've sustained serious life-altering head, neck, and spine injuries. And that the Matt Hampson Foundation doing very similar things. So the two foundations coming together and establishing this auction.
Because we forget that for a very limited period of their lives, they get to play rugby at the highest level and they get to be celebrated, right? And the minute there's an injury, the minute they pass a certain age, that's it. That's a stop. That's the end of the their rugby playing career. And some are able to continue and do amazing things in business, in the sport, in other areas. But a significant number of them, unfortunately, through injury and all sorts of other misfortunes, do not get to continue enjoying that kind of success.
Absolutely. And to have these two charities coming together during difficult times. I mean, we've been in lockdown for almost 18 months. To be able to raise funds, to be able to get together charity items to auction off virtually online. And these are two opposing rugby nations coming together and joining forces for worthy causes. It's just unbelievable.
Well, we made reference to an auction. Where is it and what is available on that auction?
So if you're an absolute sport fanatic, you are going to lose your mind because there's some incredible things there. But don't worry, for the non-sporty people, there's some things as well. Hambosauction.com, H-A-M. bosauction.com. But if you just Google Sean de Villiers' name, you'll find a link to that. A Springbok signed rugby ball, Faf de Klerk signed South African replica shirts. There's a whole lot of sports memorabilia, from England shirts to the signed Lions shirts to a living barrel bar. So it's not just the sports crazy things, a kind of magic Freddie Mercury by Paul Oz image, a variety of photographs, clay pigeon shooting at Aston Farm with Mike Tyndall and friends, and the list goes on. And it's still this week, so you've still got some time to bid. And there's some, you can go in at some decent prices as well. So don't think you're going to miss out or you're not going to be able to afford some of the things on there. There's some really nice items that are up for bids. And it's not just about the bid, it's about making a difference as well.
It really, really is. And it's good to see that these incredible players who, unfortunately, we're not able to support by going in our numbers to, and somebody was saying, perhaps we should get those who are vaccinated and who love rugby to be able to stream into Cape Town Stadium this coming Saturday, because it will be a humding of a game, I am sure.
Absolutely. After what we saw this weekend.
Oh, absolutely.
But the gees around Cape Town on that day, I mean, that whole Beach Road strip, people were blowing vuvuzelas from their apartments. There were banners being and South African flags being hoisted, so you could see a little bit of the camera. I'd taken a walk on the promenade and seen that as well. And that gees, even though it wasn't as big as what we'd normally, and that would be your fan walk where people would park and normally get to the stadium.
Can you imagine the visuals if enough of us had been inoculated and we were allowed to go and support the Springboks at the Cape Town Stadium? There would have been festivities for hours and hours and hours before the game.
Absolutely.
And hours and hours and hours after the game.
And imagine the queues at the vaccination centres the week before to get your vaccination, to make it on time for that. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, Africa.
Fantastic, Liesl. Thank you very much. What are we doing tomorrow?
So it's Tuesday, and I'm going to talk about what One Foundation is doing to make a difference in the lives of people that have been affected by the taxi violence in Cape Town, and my tip and advice on how you can get involved and do you use fitness to give back.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Liesl van der Westhuizen. We'll chat again, of course, tomorrow morning.